Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Kayla is back. I'm here with Kayla Hoover. We just talked about the chapel event that you're planning, and now we're going to go right into the mom-to-mom sale. But let's do some, I guess, background and some history. That is through the Berrien County Youth Fair.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do for the fair, Kayla?
Okay, so I'm involved in my community a lot. I serve on the board of directors for the Berrien County Youth Fair, and I oversee the fundraising committee. I had to think about that for a second.
So I have so many things I do. What do I do?
A little bit too much. We, as a committee, there is 16 of us. We raise money. We raise money for the premiums, the exhibitor premiums. Those are the monies, the award monies that our exhibitors get for the things that they show at the fair during fair week. So, like they show a dozen, or not a dozen, like they show four cookies, they'll get 75 cents.
Got it.
So they show an animal, $5.
Well, you always wonder, where does that money come from? And there's a fundraising committee that backs it, correct?
You betcha. We have, we've got about anywhere between 2,000 and 2,500 exhibitors, upwards to 15,000 exhibits. Mm-hmm. That can be up to about $30,000.
Oh, yeah. So some of the things that you plan throughout the year are things like the mom-to-mom sale we're going to talk about. What else?
The mom-to-mom sale. And actually, before the mom-to-mom sale, we have our dinner dance coming up. And that's in a couple weeks. That's March 17th.
I feel like that one always sells out, doesn't it?
It does. It's actually sold out, so I could still use some donations for that.
There you go.
So if anybody wants to donate some gift cards or gift baskets or anything, hit me up, because that's a big night. Last year we raised over $19,000.
Holy cow.
I'm hoping that we will hit $20,000 this year.
Yeah. Just keep in mind, though, I mean, if you maybe grew up going to the fair, mm-hmm. if you've ever shown anything at the fair, mm-hmm. The easiest way to give back to your community is give to the fair or keep it going, right?
Yes, we are a nonprofit organization, so we the money that we raise through the fundraising committee, as well as, you know, like what you pay to get in the gate, and, you know, some of the money that you pay for your corn dogs and your cotton candy and stuff, that comes back to us. And so that is how we stay afloat.
Yep. So how do the people get a hold of you? What's the easiest way if you do want to make a donation?
If you want to make a donation, give us a shout. 269-473-4251 is the fair office.
Okay.
Give us a call, or you can find us online on Facebook under the BCYF Dinner Dance.
Okay.
And that's we've got an event going on there, so I feel like Facebook is a good information tool.
Oh, for sure. So make sure, too, that you, what we're going to talk about today, I know this is always listed there. I got invited, and then you emailed me. You know how that works. Just small coincidence.
Yeah.
A mom-to-mom sale is also listed there, so as you would imagine, this is a moms to moms sale.
But you don't have to be a mom to come shop.
Okay.
So anybody can come shop. Anybody can come to the sale. If you are looking for baby, kids, toys, furniture, gear, whatever you need, it's more than likely going to be at the sale.
This is the smartest thing ever. And this is, goes back to the, why do people buy things new?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. We should have these more often, because I have bought so much new stuff for the second child, because the mom-to-mom sale is only twice a year, because we'd burn out if we did it more than once. But April 28th is the day of the mom-to-mom sale. So we have two of these annually. We have one in October, second Saturday of October, and then the one in April is always the last Saturday in April.
Okay.
In the commercial buildings at the fairgrounds.
So it is at the fairgrounds. It's in Berrien Springs, if you are unfamiliar.
Across the gate two, across from Apple Valley and United Federal Credit Union there, off of, I don't know, it's M139, old U.S. Highway 31, whatever you want to call it.
How much does it cost to attend?
$2 to get in the door. Kids 12 and under are free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we'll have, once we, probably the week of the sale, we'll have a list of all of the different booths and what everybody's got for sale as far as like sizes, boy, girl, you know, that type of thing. But we have maternity gear, we have strollers, we have just about anything that you can think of kid related.
Well, I want to put this down on your calendar. Make sure that you get it down for April 28th. That is when this is happening. And we'll have either Kayla or Jill or someone will come back and tell mm-hmm. you more as we get a little bit closer just to yeah. promote actually attending. However, the cool part why I invited you to talk about this today is because you are also still looking for vendors.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We are looking, if you are a mom or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle and you've got stuff to get rid of, like totes upon totes, come sell at the sale. You yeah. will be surprised at how many people attend. We've had the last two sales, we've hit almost 1,000 people. And actually, I think this last one, we got rained on. Rain. And then the year or the one before that. So the last spring one, we had between 1,000 and 1,100 people through the gates.
Holy cow.
So
a lot of people coming to look at your stuff. You're going to yeah. get a lot more people that come through here than a garage sale.
Amen. Amen. And honestly, it's a lot less work because usually a garage sale, you've got that going for like 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. This is for, I don't know, 5 hours, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Setup is the day before for our sellers. It's April 27th, and you can come as early as, I believe, 10:30. And then our doors close for setup at 7 o'clock. And we give you some tips and tricks and pointers on how to get rid of stuff, you know, how to sell it. And it's only $25 for space.
Oh, my gosh. That was going to be my next question, but I was not expecting it to be $25.
It's only $25, and you get basically an 8 feet by 20 foot space with a 8-foot table, and you can bring your own tables and racks and stuff. If it fits in your space, you can have it.
So basically get the space, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep in mind that I know I've planned lots of events. So people are going to ask, is the table included? Do I get chairs? No, just bring the stuff to come with, right?
Bring your stuff. We will give you two chairs, but most of the time you're standing anyway, so you yeah. really don't have a whole lot of time to sit down.
So knowing that it's only $25 to go there and sell, do you ask that they give you a portion of their sales that day?
Nothing.
Okay. So you're basically making money off of the $25 booth and the entry of only $2 to get in.
And we do have a concession stand.
Okay.
And a bake sale.
Okay.
So, which it's baked goods by all of the fair people. So, you know that they've entered all of those baked goods in the fair in the past and you know.
So, you know they're going to be good.
Yep. So, but seriously, if you've got kids' stuff to get rid of, I mean, go to bcyf.org okay. or bcyf.us. It'll take you to the same spot. And then under fundraisers, you'll find the contract for the mom to mom sale. So, get that to us with your money, your $25. And we will reserve a spot for you for the sale.
When do you suggest doing that? As soon as possible?
Yes. There is a deadline for registration. And there's a late fee after April 13th.
Okay.
So register by April 12th, $25. And then after that, we do charge a $10 fee just because we don't want everybody waiting until the last minute. It makes it kind of chaotic. So, and plus, it's like sign up now and then honestly start throwing your stuff away, putting them in tubs, start
yep.
pricing them now. And
yep. Keep or give.
Yep, exactly. And that's actually
Or sell.
And that's what I'm doing with my second little guy is as soon as he grows out of it, it goes into a tub for the mom-to-mom sale.
Why not?
Ain't nobody got time to just no.
Especially
in the tub.
Especially if you know it's going to be your last.
Amen.
Why not sell them, right?
Kitchen's closed.
Okay. So again, this is the Mom to Mom sale happening Saturday, April 28th. If you want to just attend and go shopping, feel free. Only $10. Again, Bering County Youth Fair.
No, $2 to get in the door.
What did I say? $10?
$10.
Two.
Two.
I don't know
not
where I
10.
Got 10 from.
Don't let Lindsay scare you off.
Only
$2.
Even better. Take a few friends with you. It equals 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
otherwise, only $25 to be there and sell that day.
Yes.
So you can sell and then you can go and shop as well. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep up with that. Get registered, bcyf.org. And then we just have a few more minutes, Kayla. So I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a teaser as to what's to come, I guess. When is Fair Week this year?
Well, I got to pull up my calendar because Lord knows my brain is like scrambled eggs sometimes. Okay, so Fair 2018 starts on August 13th and it runs till the 18th. Entry day is August 12th. So, and actually, where are we at? We're in February.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the market beef deadline. And then our next deadline is large animals, and that is June 1st.
Okay.
So,
I mean, you have some time, and yeah. Jill will come in, and there will soon be an announcement of all the different people that are coming to the grandstand, so be
yeah.
listening for that.
I'll be back for that.
But then I also wanted to tease, too, something that we don't get to talk about enough is how to go out for the king and queen and
oh,
prince and princess.
Gosh, Lindsay, you are so smart.
Yeah. So I get the pleasure of hosting this, which is it's so fun because they're so excited. I love the littles.
Yeah. So we have a prince and princess contest. contest, yep. and we have a king and queen contest.
How can people participate in that if they're interested?
If they're interested, you have to be an exhibitor at the fair.
Okay.
And an intermediate exhibitor, so ages 9 to 12 for the prince and princess, and fair age is as of January 1st. And then for the king and queen contest, it's 16 to 18.
Okay.
So, and all of that information will be up on our website. I actually just got done editing all of the what are those called? The applications?
There you
and
go, yes.
The release forms and everything, because that's another thing that I oversee. and we would love to have you. If you are an exhibitor or think have ever thought about exhibiting, just come run and you can meet some other exhibitors that you may not have otherwise known were on the fairgrounds. So I know I ran for Fair Queen twice, didn't win either time. Totally okay, but I met a lot of people that I would not have touched base with otherwise.
And it's good for you. It gets you the interview skills before you.
Yes.
And then also being on stage in front of the audience, presenting yourself. So really, it's just good experience for the kids.
And it's based on your involvement at the fair. It's, you know, you're volunteering and it's not based on anything else. So there's no pageant gowns or anything.
Yes.
You wear your Sunday best and just come on out.
Yeah. So that is the fair, I guess, king and queen, prince and princess tidbit of info. You should come back and we should do a full thing about that.
You know what? We probably should. I'll just have to find a babysitter.
And then mom to mom sale, April 28th. And then don't forget, just be listening here or just always watch bcyf.org. And Kayla, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to come see me.
Lindsay, thank you for having me. I so appreciate you.
Now go shop without the kids.
Yes.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.